It's so fun to be able to ride a motorcycle and tell people about Jesus. What an effective way to share what God has done. I mean, look at these people. We all came from a ragtag bunch, and we're going to tell people about Jesus. I mean, there's a few of them that came from the bad guy side of motorcycles. I know there's a few of them in this room that used to be a part of the bad boy bikers. And it's pretty cool to see the lives that are transformed to be able to share Jesus.
Amen.
So today, okay, let's clap. Yeah, that's good. Yeah. Okay, so today, our denomination here at the church is a movement called the Four Square Church. Our founder was Amy Semple McPherson. And she founded the church. She was an evangelist, and she was in L.A. and all over the world and in the United States. I am ringing, Dan. Okay, so she is our founder, and I wanted to preach one of her sermons that she preached 100 years ago this month. And I'm going to tell it in, it was in 1925, and I'm going to tell the story in her words, and you will see the connection as I go. So, I am reading her sermon, so to speak. It was a Thursday night in early 1925. Amy Semple McPherson and her mother Minnie, after a busy day of ministry, were hoping to catch a little time on the beach before the stroke of 12. So this is at night in 1925. On the way, they pondered subjects for Amy's sermon the coming Sunday night, when 5,300 people would be in Angela's temple. But she just couldn't find anything that clicked. The road was mostly deserted at that hour. Suddenly, they heard a siren and two motorcycles came alongside them. My blood was frozen in my veins, wrote Amy. Later, after pulling over, she was ticketed for speeding 31 miles an hour in a 20 mile per hour intersection speed trap. When the officer drove away, Amy and Minnie continued their journey at a most circumspect pace. Then the sermon idea hit, just like many other messages where the famed evangelist drew material from real life. She'd preach a message based on what just happened. She titled it, Arrested for Speeding. That's kind of how I do my sermons, too. It's a life experience that does that. She preached it 100 years ago this month in 1925. It was so popular, she preached it again in 1928, 1931, and 1936. The background illustration behind her was a broad, winding road showing the cross of Christ at the intersection. The concept she conveyed is that God sends various traffic officers, evangelists, mothers, teachers, consequences, and our own conscience. For example, to keep us from speeding past the cross. And no, to dispel an urban legend, Amy didn't ride a motorcycle down the aisle, but there was one on stage. So that's what that picture was in the very beginning, is the picture of her sitting on that motorcycle. What follows is an excerpt from her famous sermon adapted from a full-length message published in The Bridal Call, which was a four-square magazine that she founded in 1925. It may be set in its time 100 years ago, but the truth it contains is timeless. God sent forth his traffic officers on motorcycles of mercy, warning and judgment ever since the eyes of Adam and Eve were opened and they sped to cover themselves in the Garden of Eden. The world was arrested for speeding in Noah's day, when in the midst of their eating, drinking, dancing, and merrymaking, God opened the windows of heaven and sent the flood. The people were arrested speeding at the Tower of Babel. What did God do there? He confounded their language and scattered them abroad. The inhabitants of Sodom and Gomorrah were arrested for speeding. Whoop, 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 whoop. I was supposed to do that in between each one. Whoop, whoop. Make the sound. Make the speeding sound. Because their sin was so grievous, the Lord rained down fire and brimstone out of heaven and overthrew these cities and all the plains around them. Pharaoh and his hosts were arrested for speeding through the Red Sea in pursuit of God's children when the Lord took off their chariot wheels and caused the waters to cover them. Absalom was arrested for speeding by Almighty God. He said, "No one will find out. No one will catch me. I'm not afraid." One day, as he fled down the road of sin, pursued by his guilty conscience, his steed galloped under the thick boughs of a great oak. A breeze was blowing, the branch of the tree dipped down, and Absalom caught up off his horse and hanged by the hair of his head and left to die. Whew, there's a lot of examples in the Bible where somebody goes, whoop, whoop, you're under arrest. Saul of Tarsus was arrested for speeding. Okay, you have to do that every time. Reagan Jean, every time I say that, you have to do it. Saul of Tarsus was arrested for speeding on the Damascus Road as he hasted upon his high horse of authority to destroy the Christian converts. Suddenly, from the distance, there came a sound. Whoop, 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 whoop. God's siren. Traffic officer rode up beside the now trembling Saul, pierced, blinding, searching. There shined about him a light from heaven, and he fell to the earth and heard a voice saying, "Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me?" Lying there upon the road, Saul asked, as meek as a lamb, "Lord, what wilt thou have me to do?" And he was changed from Saul to Paul. So time does not suffice to make mention of the arrests of Ananias and Sapphira or the many others, because we long to get down to the present day and talk about you. The master still has his motor officers upon life's thoroughfares. The cross of Jesus Christ still stands at the intersection, bidding us to stop on the road to destruction. Look to the Lamb of God and listen that we may hear his voice and accept his great salvation. Whew, is it hot in here or is it just me?
Yeah, hot in here.
Come on. Do you remember that first smoke out beside the schoolhouse? How many times has the Lord arrested you? The first drink that made you deathly ill? And do you remember how suddenly you were arrested? So deathly sick did you become that you knew not which way to turn? The Lord was seeking there and then to deliver you from a habit. Sirens blaring. Whoop, whoop. Come on, kids. Whoop, whoop. There you go, Reagan Jean. The master still has his motor officers upon life's thoroughfares. The cross of Jesus Christ still stands at that intersection, bidding us stop on the road to destruction. Look to the Lamb of God and listen that we may hear his voice. And accept his great salvation. So as we leave from here, I want you to consider what you're hearing from this message and the ministry of the Christian Motorcyclists Association. Are you speeding too fast to hear his voice calling you? Listen that we may hear his voice and accept his great salvation. If that's you today, I want you to come forward so that we can pray for you to accept his great salvation. It's a beautiful thing. Or if you would just like us to pray for you. As you leave, the kids have something for you. But let's pray first before the chaos begins. Go, Reagan Jean. Go. Go to Miss Bonnie. Oh, Lord Jesus, we just thank you and praise you for the ministry of the Christian Motorcyclists Association. We pray for all the rest of the things that are going on in the world. We pray for this small church and all the rest of the churches throughout the valley. As we come before you and we share the message of freedom that we have in Christ. I pray for each person here that whether you've been saved for 40 years or 5 minutes, I pray that you would penetrate their hearts and remind them what we have in your presence, in knowing that you are the Lord of our lives. And Father, we just pray your presence would go with us throughout the rest of this day. And we just thank you and praise you in your precious name. Amen.